With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Federal investigators are in northeast Montana this week looking into alleged racial discrimination in public schools. Three investigators from the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights Seattle region spent Monday speaking with Wolf Point School District administrators and families. Their visit stems from a federal complaint filed by the Fort Peck, Assiniboine, and Sioux tribes in June of 2017. The complaint alleged widespread discrimination against Native American students. Examples include school administrators segregating students based on race instead of academic ability, Native students being bullied for long traditional hair, and kicking Native girls off the high school basketball team because they had babies, while white players were allowed to stay on. School staff are quoted saying negative stereotypes and racial slurs, like when a coach reportedly said, quote, "dirty Indians," end quote, during basketball practice. Lillian Alvernez is an Indigenous Justice Legal Fellow at the ACLU of Montana, which filed the complaint on behalf of the tribes with the U.S. Departments of Education and Justice. Alvernez, who's Dakota and Nakota, says the Office for Civil Rights' investigation is narrowly focused on potential violations of the Federal Civil Rights Act and the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Although the issues we heard about and the stories we heard about are much larger than that narrow focus, there are systemic issues, institutional issues with the public education system, with the Indian education relationship.
Alvernez says the Office for Civil Rights investigators will spend Tuesday and Wednesday interviewing more families, teachers, and coaches, and collecting documentation of the alleged discrimination. She says the complaint traces the school district's current culture back to federal policies and boarding schools that preferenced white homesteaders over tribal members in the early 1900s.
Non-Indian education was brought to Indian people and tribes as a form of assimilation and genocide. And it was only recently, within the last 50 years or so, that education started to be used as a tool to help Indian people.
The ACLU, Office for Civil Rights, and Fort Peck Youth Advocates are hosting a series of community meetings this week. Luella Contreras says she hopes the meetings impress upon teachers and educators the true meaning of a saying she hears often, "The youth is our future."
To me, when they say that, do they really know what they're saying? Because if they do, they would realize that education should not be a struggle for our youth. It should be a chance for our Native children to realize a dream for themselves, a place, a school system that cares about their dreams.
Contreras says her granddaughter filed complaints detailing bullying, but school administrators did little in response.
They never did talk to her. You know, it's like they're ignoring her.
She says a Native American teacher singled out her grandson. She thinks it was racially based and adds it's complicated. She says other parents tell her that their children have not experienced mistreatment.
And I say that's fine. If your kids made it through there without having any trouble, then that's good. You should count yourself to be lucky. But there are kids, many kids, that have had trouble.
She says she hopes the investigation will make a difference in how the administration reacts to complaints like hers.
You can't change a person's racism, but if the school starts making people accountable when there is a racist problem or when something does come up that looks like it's racist, if they deal with it, make those people accountable, then maybe that would stop it.
The Office for Civil Rights investigation could result in a set of specific actions the school district must take, along with a timeline to address the alleged violations. The office's final report is expected in the fall or summer this year. An attorney for Wolf Point School District and a representative from the U.S. Department of Education did not respond to an interview request by deadline. Kayla DeRoche contributed reporting to this story. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette.